Coming to you direct from the heart of New York City all the way to wherever you are, you're listening to the VIP Jazz Wall Report. Happy New Year, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 2016. And my guest today is someone brave, bright, courageous, dynamic, fabulous, fantastic, wonderful, and everything in between. My guest is you. I thought the best way to start 2016 would be to spend a little time with each one of you to talk about how you can get the best out of 2016. Many of you have been listening to my shows and sending your feedback, and it's been an honor that you've shared your precious time with me. So I thought my humble way of showing thanks would be to dedicate this show to your journey of 2016. You know, we treat each new year trying to become someone new, but this year, just try being you. Being someone else is twice the work. First item of business for 2016 is to realize that we are not at a beginning, but at a continuation of life. The ability to keep to your resolution long after the excitement of the moment has passed actually determines the strength of your character. So choose what you do very carefully. This year, allow yourself to taste success, because we all have tasted failure. Instead of looking for guidance from motivational gurus and self-help authors and preachers, try something a little different. Be guided by your own moral compass, your own instincts, your own experiences, and your own dreams. With all the books and advice on how to become better, you would think that we would all be right at the top of the human food chain, but something obviously isn't working. And today, let's address what's keeping us from being what these experts want us to be. You know, don't drown yourself in all these motivational books, because they all say the same thing. In fact, a lot of these guys don't factor in the harsh realities that you personally face. They think it's easy to drop what you're doing right now and go and follow your passion with the promise of you living happily ever after. They sell you your dreams back to you while you continue to live out the harsh reality that's, you know, not always as beautiful as the Caribbean Sea. So try telling a single mother of two that she can achieve her dreams if she drops everything now and follows her passion. And believe me, you know, that's such an extravagant buffet of BS ever served. It's not that easy or practical in the real world. However, one can make the most out of what they have around them to become better off in every way. Never measure your life by the dreams that don't come true. Measure them by the nightmares that don't come alive. And now that 2016 has come into full effect, some of us contemplate on making changes in our life in the hope that we will improve, and so will our life. And it's the same drill each year, isn't it? Lose more weight, make more money, get healthier, get this, do that, blah, blah, blah. In fact, New Year resolutions have become nothing but a series of self-persecutions to our evolution, because not many of us are able to stick to what we set out to do. So maybe it's time to reassess what we want and what we are able to do. Maybe it's time to position ourselves for success rather than constantly be at the tipping point of failure. And there are various factors in your environment that are going to affect the outcome of what you desire. Who you are, who you surround yourself with, what you want out of life, what you need to do, what you need to learn, where you are at the moment, your stamina to persevere, your ability to get up after a knockdown, and your faith in God, they all play a major part in your ability to move ahead. But the most predominant factor in all of this is the truth. Being truthful about everything you do and believe in what you do, that's what's going to separate you from the losses of your past. Making a living is not the same as making a life. Yet most of us have to make a living before we can make a life. And it's important to accept that life is unfair, and we have no choice but to accept that at the outset. However, what we do with life is to a large extent within our control, and that's the good news. You know, if you're going to dream big, then make sure that dream is something that will help others too, because God is only going to help if it's worthy of his attention and it also benefits his children. God is out to serve humanity, not your vanity. And let's start with the truth of who you are and who you want to be. Have you ever spent time analyzing yourself? You know, we tend to spend time focusing on other people's behavior, but one of the hardest things in life is to self-analyze. And I think one of the reasons we don't do this is because we automatically start thinking about what are the negatives in us. But if we sat down and thought about what are the top three core values we bring, that will help define who we are. You know, ask yourself, what are you about? Ask yourself, what do people get when they get you? And if you really want to know your self-worth, try asking yourself this. What do people lose when they lose you? You have to start internally. You have to live your life to your own philosophy that you create. Personally, I use words like fun, faith, honor, code, loyalty as the backbone to my character and my philosophy. You know, and I do slip up, but I know how to get back and what to get back to. If one does not have core values, one will drift with the wind. Your values are your anchor in life. Some people live their life according to a philosophy. Others live life because of their history. Which one are you? And always realize that you can only pour out of you what is within you. Work more on your character than your reputation, because your character will eventually define your reputation. Very few people will tell you about yourself. The problem is, your friends will be scared to offend you, and your haters will love the opportunity to carry on offending you, so you're not going to win either way. And the truth about who you are lies within you, and is possibly the greatest challenge you'll ever encounter. Try analyzing yourself after this show, and you'll notice that you'll be dying to look for a distraction to take you away from facing the truth. I've tried it, and it's so difficult. But even in your darkest of moments, you will see the light if you have faith in your belief, faith in your purpose, faith in yourself, and faith in your philosophy. To find yourself, you have to create yourself first, because you cannot find what doesn't exist. Start finding yourself by defining what success means to you. You know, success is just another word for a sense of achievement and a sense of joy that happens when both paths cross each other. It's not just about money and status. You need to figure out what gives you joy and a sense of achievement. More money and more status is just about greed, and one can never be happy when greed enters the equation, because greed is infinite. So if I were you, I'd start by thinking about your own definition of success. And there's so much around you that can help you gain a feeling of success. Your relationships, your ability to do more with less, your self-confidence, and your faith in God are all examples of what you can do to get started on this road to success. Your aim should obviously be to become the best version of you possible. And let's be real. There's going to be no trophy, no gold medal. But what you do win is the mental satisfaction of knowing that you can do whatever you put your mind to. And that is a very powerful feeling, and a very rare one these days. Look around you. Everyone looks flustered and frustrated. People need to watch a comedy to get a laugh. Their own lives don't seem to make them smile, inside or out. And you know, winning your own challenges starts to change the way you view the world. It starts to impact every aspect of your life. You become emotionally stronger. You start to focus better. You start to eliminate matters that don't really matter. Try it. It works. Start getting very real with yourself. That's a very crucial step. Take responsibility for your own happiness in life. Don't look to others for your happiness, because they're too busy trying to find their own way in life. When was the last time you remembered the person in front of you at a coffee line telling you that you could go ahead of them? You see, life is a puzzle for everyone. They're too busy finding their own pieces to form a picture of their life, and so are you. So don't go around with expectations that will usually result in disappointment. Position yourself for happiness by finding your own. And because there is no one road to success, there are also no two problems that are alike. Your problems will have a different landscape from others, but rest assured that everyone has problems. The best way to escape your problems is to face them. Life is unfair. You have to accept that. And once you do, you're one step closer to happiness because you're not going to be worried about the guy next to you having more or less. Worrying about the guy next to you is actually an additional problem. So remove that and you have one problem less to worry about. See what I mean? And doing so, it actually makes you emotionally more mature. It harnesses more of your mental energy and stamina to cope with the problems that you face. You'll find that you're able to think better, think clearer, and resolve it sooner. I can't emphasize enough how important it is to think about the goals you want to achieve. Be very careful about being overambitious right at the beginning. And here's why I say it. You know, it's a bit like a marathon. The larger the goal, the greater the distance. Your mind, your body, and your soul need to be working at a level that's equal to what is being demanded of them by the goal that's being achieved. No one runs a marathon without training. Think of it this way. Your ultimate goal is a vision, but you need to break it up into smaller pieces that can be achieved with the right amount of effort at the right time. If you keep achieving those, you'll start getting prepared for the big one, which is your vision, your ultimate goal. And here is why it's important. Every step you take that becomes a success increases your ability to climb the next step. If the step you take is too large and you fall, then you have to pick yourself up. You have to try again, and then some. In this case, you have to double up on your emotional resilience. You have to convince yourself to move forward while at the same time battling the demons of procrastination, all of which take up vast amount of your energy reserves. Be gentle, be kind, be very real. Set yourself a success with a smaller goal. You know, when our mothers told us one step at a time, they weren't kidding. It's a fact. And once you develop this art of winning, you will develop a mindset that exudes the philosophy that to catch you, one must be fast. To beat you, one must be great. But to keep you down, one must be kidding. And by doing this, you're ready for the journey that enjoys winning and is resilient to failure. Before you desire success, remember, it's not a great place to be. It's lonely. It involves being ruthless, being determined, being focused, being different from what you used to be. Success is neither a comfortable journey nor a great destination. It will take you away from those that want you to remain mediocre. It will ruin your image of being part of the herd. It will cost you your normality. It will take away time that would otherwise be spent on sloth. It will force you to sacrifice what were once your supposed friends. It will inspire jealousy in others. So think carefully before you begin your journey. But you know what? To avoid success, that's easy. Say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. Keep in mind one thing that most people forget. It takes more to keep it than it does to get it. If you've ever lost weight, keeping it at the new level takes a lot more work than what it took to lose it. It's amazing how months and months of exercise can make you drop 10 pounds, and just 1 week of indulgence can bring those pounds rushing back. So don't just think of getting what you want. Always remember to factor in what it will take to keep it. In life, you cannot endure the perseverance to get what you want and then not have the power to keep what you get. People are going to play a very important role in determining whether you're able to achieve what you want in whatever it is that you do want. And here again, you need to position yourself for success. Wherever there are people, there are going to be inconsistencies. And always remember one thing. People are still from the animal kingdom. Just because we've progressed in time doesn't mean our animal instincts have disappeared. Look around you. The weak are always subservient to the strong. We can still sense fear in another. And once you realize this, your ability to deal with people improves because you understand their instincts better. It's very important in life to know the distinction between being popular and being respected. It's far more important to be respected. And you can only be respected if you have and represent and live out your core values. Life's realities, folks, can be brutal and sobering, and the people around you can make it so. And my advice, stay intoxicated by your goals and your vision, because it takes away the pain and prevents you from wasting your energy and resources in a negative way. And don't allow others to rob you of your peace. Never get drawn into the hurricane of drama started by others. You know, friends of your enemies can't be true friends of yours. Share this with those who love you, and more importantly, share it with those who pretend to. You're not responsible for what other people think about you, so that's one less worry in your life. Be responsible only for what you control. Your mind is the most valuable real estate you'll ever own. Each thought is a tenant of your mental real estate, and make sure that each tenant that occupies your mind pays the rent so that the business of being you grows. Unconstructive thoughts are squatters that don't pay the rent, and so they should be evicted. Love your friends, respect your haters, because your friends love you for who you are today, but your haters, they fear you for what you can be tomorrow. Defeat your enemies with success. You know why? Because living well is the best revenge. And the weather in our lives, you know, that's a great personification of our lives. A change of season is Mother Nature's way of symbolizing the changes of circumstances in each of our lives. A new season is simply a new opportunity in the continuation of life. Never let anyone deny you the joy of one season because they want you to stay in another season. People are put into your life for different reasons in different seasons, and each one of them teaches us a lesson, good or bad. Don't regret the things you did wrong. Regret the good things you did for the wrong people. Learn from that. Shake with your right hand and hold a rock with your left. There's a reason for that. People will always greet you at first, but if you let them, they will walk all over you and then some. Your handshake reflects respect. The rock represents strength. Let people know who you can be when it matters to you. And make sure that those around you do not mistake your kindness, your compassion, your smile, your enthusiasm, and your trust for weakness. Because if they do, make sure you respond in such a way that weak is not what they will remember about you ever again. Whether you believe it or not, the fact of the matter is that you are no more than the relationships you surround yourself with. I'm usually in the company of those with more brains than me, and sometimes in the company of those who are richer than me. But I find that my work ethic usually levels the playing field. If you're the smartest person in the room, then you're in the wrong room. In order to be great, you need to surround yourself with greater people. The best elixir for being youthful is being around successful people. Their enthusiasm is amazingly infectious. Build a life that people around you want to live in. Don't live a life where you live in other people's world. Be a landlord, not a tenant. People may see you struggle, but they should never see you quit. Develop a personality that, you know, makes your presence noticed and your absence felt. When you walk into a room, stop worrying if people like you. Change the game. Start worrying about if you like them. And be careful what you say, because speak and think like everything you say will be chiseled into a rock. People have a bad habit of only remembering the bad things you say, so be wary of what you communicate. Start loving the people that matter to you. Don't forget who helped you along the way to where you are now. This behavioral trait is actually a sign of greatness. Treat those who help you with dignity. They will feel better, and so will you. You know, at times, the most beautiful things in the world are those that are felt through emotions, through the heart, and just doing the right thing to the right people at the right time. The Pope once said, "Do good to those who cannot repay you." And in that case, Our parents are the very people we cannot repay. What they gave us, we can never give back. The only thing to do is to pay it forward to our loved ones, and our biggest gift will be if they feel the same way we do. And you know, we educate our children, but we also need to educate ourselves. Education is very important in our world these days, and rightfully so. But have you ever wondered that how come each and every business school professor is not an outright billionaire, a millionaire, or just plain rich at best? And here's the reason why. Education is of no use unless it is in sync with execution. If you take your goals seriously and you want to do better for yourself, don't waste time on knowledge that is of no use to you. Let me remind you, we live in a real world that's composed of limited resources. And in the same way, you're part of the real world and you have limited resources as well. You probably have a job, maybe a family, and certain financial responsibilities. But most of all, you have limited time. And that means you cannot be wasting time on getting knowledge that is of no use to where you're going. Only indulge in education if you're going to exercise its execution. And let me repeat that. Only indulge in education if you're going to exercise its execution. Ever wonder why there are so many books on how to get rich? Well, quite simply, we know that they all say pretty much the same things, and they add a twist here and a twist there. But these books are only selling us our dream back to us. We pay these guys $20 a book so that they can tell us what we can be and how we should be. And I'm happy to stroke your ego for half the price, but the fact is no one lives your life for you, and only you can tell yourself where life will take you. We buy the book because the author believes in us, and that's all we need to know. It's like buying a lottery ticket. The moment we buy it, we start thinking of the home, the car, the vacation, etc. And we move into a false sense of security till the numbers come out. And of course, we don't get the winning numbers most of the time. Then it's back to square one. Same with the books. They draw us into a false sense of security, and that really is not the purpose. We are told by the author that we can do it if we do it. And that seems good enough for most of us. So we decide not to do it because we've been told that we can. It's a weird psychology that plays on typical human belief. But part of our belief should be faith. Your faith may at times hurt you with the bitterness of truth, but it'll never comfort you with the promise of a lie. The road to success, the road to achievement, you know, is paved with the potholes of failure. That's a given fact, and it's as certain as day follows night and vice versa. You're going to feel depressed. You're going to feel useless, worthless, and everything in between. So what do you do when you don't have the inner strength to carry on? You know, if you've ever thought about quitting, think about this. Remember who is watching. Our children, our families, and our haters. Three reasons to continue moving forward. They may see you struggle, but they should never see you quit. Rejection is nothing but redirection. Unleash the chains that bind your mind, because you didn't come this far to let what's in front of you stop you from getting to what lies ahead of you. We live in a fast-paced world, and it's sometimes good to pause a little, to pray a little. Spend time with God, but don't make the mistake of asking Him to make things right. God is busy working on more important matters. There's so much human tragedy in the world. So when you are with God, don't make it a selfish moment. Pray for others. And also, just spend time with God being silent. It's almost like meditating. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a very quick break. I'm going to go get myself a glass of water because my throat is really getting dry. But when I return, there's so much more in store for you from me. So stay tuned. The VIP Jazzwell Report will be right back after these short messages. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bishop T.D. Jakes, and the Vip Jaswal Report is my favorite radio show. He's instinctive, in-depth, informational, edgy, and he always asks you what you are thinking.
Welcome back to the Vip Jaswal Report, ladies and gentlemen. This show is the first one for 2016, and it's dedicated to you and how you can get the best out of this year by just being you. Right before the break, I was telling you about the value of faith in each of our lives and how it plays a part in defining us. Continuing from where I left off, I want to add that take time to recharge, rejuvenate, and really just enjoy a break. What you're going through in moments of struggle and failure is very normal and is part of a plan that's positioning you to succeed. Remember, I said rejection is actually redirection. Think about it. That is God talking to you personally through action, because actions speak louder than words. That's His way of communicating with you. And just remember, when good things happen, just look up and smile and say, I know that was done by you, God. Thank you. You know, when bad things happen, blame yourself instead. It'll help you develop a very clean conscience, and you'll feel better for it. God's not responsible for your dreams. Only you are. Start being thankful for the many reasons we have to celebrate what is around us with those that are part of us. I know it sounds cliched, but we live in a cynical world. However, don't let cynicism get the better part of you. You're better than that. Don't let society brainwash you. You know, we could always have more, but remember that we could also have less. We're all blessed with treasures of different measures, but the one thing that'll always remain constant is that our loved ones are priceless and our health is our only true wealth. And also, be thankful for your struggles, because without them, you would have never discovered your strengths. We should also realize that new levels of progress will bring new devils in the process. But know that the devil cannot operate if you have no fear. It's really that simple. We're all in the same game of life, dealing with the same hell, just different devils. So don't wait for opportunities to knock on the door. Instead, break it down, walk in, and introduce yourself to what is rightfully yours. Because if you don't, someone else will. Create your opportunities. Create your own opportunities. Stop waiting for them to come knocking on your door looking for you. Life doesn't work that way. The harder you work, the luckier you get. And that's no coincidence. Success is never incidental. Keep your goals and your faith behind you at all times, so that when you are feeling weak and you turn around to retreat, these are the first and only two things you see. Keep the execution of your faith and your goals right in front of you. And mark my words, there is a certain inner peace that you get when you're so focused on working at your goals. It's almost like a spiritual engagement with the divine force, and it can't be explained. It can only be experienced. And don't take my word for it. Try it yourself. Happiness is not what you find. Happiness is what you create. The same goes for peace. You can't find peace. You have to create it. But I guarantee you, you will find peace through work and productivity. Because when you're focused in whatever you do, you'll realize that you cannot hear the noise from the outside world in whichever way, shape, or form it takes. You know, when I'm busy, I don't hear people tell me that I can't do this or I can't do that. My concentration acts like a soundproof barrier, and yours will as well. Your concentration becomes a form of inner peace. Being focused will help you escape from the reality you live in order to create the reality you dream of. And of course, it's very easy to say not to worry, but let's dissect it a little. Remember, a day of worry and negativity is far more exhausting than a week of work and productivity. But have you ever noticed that you sleep better when you've worked harder? But when you worry, it becomes a domino effect. You sleep less, and the next day, you're a mess. It doesn't matter how slowly you go, as long as you don't stop. Because you can't beat someone who never quits. Your destiny is simply
an extension of your imagination. You have to believe it in order to live it. In order to get what you want, you have to be willing to spend a few years of your life, like most people won't, so that you can spend the rest of your life like most people can't. Make your goals realistic at first so that you can achieve them. That's very, very important. Start to get a feeling of what success tastes like. It'll help you have a desire for more. Write your goals on a wall or on your mirror. Enjoy crossing out the ones you've achieved. It's going to leave a lasting impression on your mind. You know, everyone's path to success is different. You will only know yours when you start taking one step followed by the other. And a secret to making it easy for you is that if you have passion for what you do, then you don't feel the sacrifice of what you give. There isn't much written about failure, and I find that surprising because in order to succeed, you have to fail first. That's the golden rule of life. The art of handling failure is the crucial element that will either help us become what we want or will be the crucial element that prevents us from becoming what we want. The trick to failure is that you only fail if you quit. It's really that simple. And it sounds very cliched again, but it's the damn truth. I've realized that our greatest fear should only be what dies inside of us while we are still alive. You know, if you look back at your life, you'll realize that the fear was always worse than the reality. And the only way to overcome fear is really to get a hold of it. I have a fear of snakes, so my way to look fear in the eye was really to go to a snake farm and hold a few snakes, which I did. I thought holding a snake would be all slimy, but actually, it felt like I was holding Arnold Schwarzenegger's bicep while he was doing a 100-pound curl. And frankly, I never overcame my fear of snakes. But you know what? A wonderful thing happened. I developed the courage to face fear. I gained something in my character and my own philosophy. I gained courage. And now when I feel fear, I remember the time I held these snakes in my bare hands. And that helps me confront fear. It worked for me. It'll work for you. Some of us think that, you know, with the struggles we face, they're actually failures, but it's time to change that thinking. The agonies of the struggle you endure are not for you to despair. They exist for you to prepare so that you can relish the ecstasies of your victories, so that you can prepare for the next level. You know, if you can't manage this level, how will you manage the next? And you see, therein lies the irony of life. Life works in opposing forces so that there is balance. For example, in order to enjoy freedom, one has to be disciplined. Through discipline of doing what you need to do comes the freedom of doing what you want to do. If one enjoys eating, one must engage in exercising. The harder the work, the greater the result. The greater the result comes from hard work. You can judge the pleasure of your victory by the amount of pain that you endure. And another thing about failure, never be upset from the results you don't get from the work you didn't do. I mean, that's not failure. You didn't do the work. Simple as that. You already know the solution to the problem. When you look for the strength to fight what's in front of you, remember what you had to fight behind you. You didn't come this far to let this struggle throw you off now. And don't become a victim of premature evacuation of your goals by adding on more goals when you haven't scored the ones you gave yourself earlier. That is stupidity wrapped up in foolishness. You know, in times of struggle, think why you started in the first place. Action and inaction are both conscious choices. But every mess you overcome is a message that becomes your passage of getting one step closer to your goal. Remember, it's a sin to let your dreams die before you do. And talking about death leads me to talk about health. Remove the concept of having this great body of a Greek god or goddess when I mention health. I'm not really talking about that. I'm talking about all of you, all of yourself being in an optimum working condition, because your health is the first and only resource that's crucial to achieving everything else. Mental health, physical health, emotional health, and spiritual health. All these need to be in sync to get to where you want to. Sick people in any form can't do much. Even Steve Jobs stopped working when he started falling ill. Your only barrier to being your best self is your health of every kind. Every new year and everyone's doing the same thing of losing weight. And I think that's great to a certain degree, but that's not the health we need to be worried about. I'm talking about being good to yourself in every way. I'm encouraging you to indulge regularly, but here's a concept that I want you to try. Every year, I give up something small that has no nutritious effect on my body. I do it just to get a kick out of it and to see if I have the willpower. A few years ago, I gave up Diet Coke. I engaged in other sodas like ginger ale, Sprite, etc. And it's been 3 years without a Coke, and I don't actually miss it. This year, I'm stopping sodas altogether. Now, to some, that may seem pointless, and I respect your opinion. But what they fail to see is that willpower is actually fuel to your mission. And I'm refueling my willpower through small steps so that when I'm at my weakest, I can reassure myself that I have what it takes to go the distance. You see, if I don't have examples of my own to inspire me, then I have nothing to be inspired with. I admire those icons that we see on TV and the media who've achieved greatness, but I can't relate to them because they're above me in the food chain. They're far greater than me. Only I can inspire me, and only you can inspire you. And that's what's usually missing in these self-help books. You cannot be inspired by what you're going to be. You can only be inspired by what you've done. What you're going to be is still a dream. Your dream is what you sleep into. Your reality is what you wake up to. And your life's purpose is to build a bridge between the two. You know, in all of this and in a world that's constantly changing and in some way we're expected to change as well, there are some of us who don't feel the pressure to change. And let me tell you, that's perfectly fine. In fact, I'm envious of you, maybe because you have found what makes you happy and you have found contentment. And if that's the case, then you're very fortunate and you're very blessed. But here's the deal. If you're comfortable being who you are with what you have, then stop worrying about what you wished you could have been and what you wished you could have had. And if you can do that, wow, that's great. In fact, in some cases, coming to terms with your circumstances and being at peace with what you are capable of doing are very admirable qualities. In the crazy world we live in today, it seems being ambitious is a prerequisite for respect in our society. But if we take a step back, at what point is ambition enough? Does that mean we need to be in a constant race within ourselves in order to have self-respect and respect from others? That's something you have to answer for yourself, and it's part of you assessing yourself. However, what puzzles me is that in the material world we live in, and a world that's constantly changing, how does one manage to be satisfied with less when more is available to everyone? And for those who want more out of life, well, they face a different set of challenges. Greater riches bring greater expenses. They bring a different set of friends and acquaintances. They bring you into a different world. You go from one rat race into another. The racetrack changes, but the race stays the same. For example, you get a better car. You pay more insurance. You've got to pay more for gas. You've got to pay more for maintenance. You probably have to work more. So be mindful what you wish for, because everything in life has its own price and has its own set of circumstances. Go in fully prepared with what is about to hit you. Don't go broke trying to act rich. Act your wage. And also, learn to be bigger than yourself. Life is just not about you. Life is just not about achieving. It's also about others. It's also about giving. Giving is a very powerful feeling. You know, when you give to someone in need, whether it's time, money, or any other form of assistance, you do feel a certain sense of empowerment. It's actually great for your ego. You feel greater than those you help, and you feel blessed. And to feel that way, I'm talking about helping personally, not just writing a check. To feel the benefit, you have to give the benefit in person. Whether it's a relative or a local soup kitchen, go give it a try. It's a very empowering feeling. It's great for your ego. And this year, honor it with hard work. Take a holiday from your usual you and become someone different. And by that, I mean try and become the person of your dreams. Act it out. Play it out. See if you like what you will become, what you want to become. Sometimes you find that what you wanted to be is not what you really wanted. I'll give you my personal example. I love the beach. And I've always wanted to be a beach bum, having a place by the ocean, listening to the waves, enjoying the glorious sunshine, and all that jazz. And then another reason I wanted the beach was because I hated New York City in the winter. It's too damn cold. Well, here's what happened. I took a week off. I spent some time on the beach. And the first 3 days went great. I lounged around, had a few drinks, gazed at the ocean, and did everything to my heart's content. But by the fourth day, I realized it wasn't for me. I felt I lacked an unfulfilled purpose in life. I was missing the buzz of the city. I was missing doing something. You know, the sound of the waves breaking onto the shore drove me nuts. It's the same sound all the time. Oh my gosh. And Christmas was not the same on the beach. I'm used to seeing people all bundled up and shopping and preparing for the very big day. And instead, here I was watching half-naked people having salad. In fact, the only things getting baked were their bodies. So nope, this wasn't the life for me full-time. It was great as a vacation, but not as a lifestyle. So you see, I learned something about myself by taking myself into a so-called time machine of sorts into the future. And I didn't like it. Knowing what I didn't want helped me realize and narrow down what I do want. It also made me appreciate what I do have. It took time to appreciate my existing life, but it was worth it. Now, time and patience is another thing we need to come to terms with, because success has to marinate before it can percolate. It takes time for anything to materialize, whether it's success or failure. And the thing about failure is that we know we're going to fail a long time before we do fail. I remember not studying for my exams, and in my subconscious mind, I knew I would fail long before the exam came around. The results only confirmed my gut feel. The reverse is also true. You can sense success long before it happens, as long as you are true to your cause. You know, it's hard to explain, but your gut will tell you so. You have to rely on it. Spending time on your cause requires focus, and these days it's so damn hard to focus. I used to be so busy trying to multitask, like being on different sites on my iPad while watching TV and having dinner at the same time. I became a classic victim of FOMO. It's spelled F-O-M-O, and it stands for Fear of Missing Out. I was on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, texting, emailing, watching the Kardashians all at once. And as a result, I did everything and accomplished nothing. So here's what I did. I tried spending 15 minutes a day on some piece of information that would help me progress to my goal. And trust me, that 15 minutes was a challenge. It's not as easy as it sounds, but then I built it up slowly, and now I'm up to an hour. And here's the competitive advantage that I have from doing something like this. I'm closer to my goal than I was ever before. I'm more disciplined, and boy, do I feel good about myself, because I've been able to harness my wasted energy into something more constructive, one step at a time. Damn it, I feel good. Really good. And in this pursuit, may I add that patience is also a virtue. Life's goals are a slow process, but quitting won't speed it up. And as long as you're focused on your mission, you'll stay out of trouble. You know something? An empty mind is a devil's workshop. And if you don't have a mission and if you don't have a purpose, then even God cannot help you. And remember, every day is an irreplaceable withdrawal from your bank of time. So spend it wisely. In the real world, you can't just jump ship and start on your so-called passion or mission in life. I don't care what the motivational experts say. It's very easy to talk the talk. But let these motivational experts try walking the walk in your shoes and then ask them, how do you like me now? The fact of the matter is that in life, we all do what we have to do. But once you're successful, then you'll be able to do what you want to do. Life is unfair that way, but get used to it. And don't let anyone convince you otherwise. In our world today, not many people are happy doing what they're doing, but is that because they feel that they're owed happiness every moment of their lives? You know, rather than focus on what the negatives are, try being creative and find ways in which to enjoy what you do. I've always found it very useful to watch a garbage collector do his job. Can you imagine? Day in, day out, this man only sees the filth that people dispose of from their daily lives. All he does is work in filth, smell filth, and touch filth. And I'm not sure that this is what he aspired to do when he was growing up. I also think this is not what he enjoys doing, but he works because he has responsibilities which are his purpose for this moment in time. But after watching him work, I'm so grateful for doing what I do that it gives me a whole different perspective and makes me value what I've got. Sometimes fear can work in mysterious ways. In my case, the fear of being him and doing what he does made me value what I do now. It's all a case of how you look at things. One consolation I do take from successful people is that every story of success comes from a story of pain. And your biggest risk will be the one you don't take. And of course, you have to be calculative and informed. You can't jump in, fall on your face, and then blame me or any of these motivational authors that you've, the books that you've read. You need to look at what you're jumping into. Be very aware of the changing dynamics around you. Time stands still for no one. And as you progress, the world around you will start to change. Be very aware that you will need to change accordingly to the changing landscape. For example, if you want a promotion, your company might change its organizational structure and that position might no longer be there. But in every change, there's an opportunity, so you have to adapt and find another position that suits you from the result of that change. In the Chinese language, the word crisis means opportunity, and that's so profound and true. Make sure you're adaptable. Allow yourself to be a beginner because no one starts at the top. Allow yourself to develop. Give yourself some breathing room to make mistakes. Mistakes are the education that schools don't teach you, and your mistakes are tailor-made to you. They teach you what not to do the next time round. In fact, they're only mistakes if you repeat them. Be forgiving to yourself. There will be times when you'll make an utter ass of yourself and be the subject of public humiliation. It's okay. Trust me, it is. And like everything else, that moment will pass. And if you have the resolve to get out of it, people will admire you for the evolution from your mistake. And life has taught me that even in the most tempestuous, arduous, and agonizing of moments, to persevere with ruthless determination, and also to have fun along the way. And that's one of the core beliefs in my philosophy. Make the journey of your own life fun. Treat your life like a movie that you produce, direct, and act in. Challenge your own life story because you write your own script. If you change your script, your story will change. You know, if you're good to your wife, your life becomes a romantic movie. If you're bad to your wife, your life becomes a horror story. It's as simple as that. Enjoy life's journey and stop worrying about the destination. As long as you're alive, remember, your story is not over. Don't wait to celebrate at the finish line. Celebrate along the way. Be the one that allows others to enter into the party of life that you already started. People will find you more attractive when you're happy. Becoming stronger is difficult. Remaining weak is difficult. You choose your difficult because either way, it's going to be so. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you all the best in the celebration of being you this year. It's been an honor spending time with you, and I hope to inform and entertain you with my shows this year and beyond. You came as a listener, I hope you're leaving as a friend, and I want you to come back as family. A special shout out of thanks to my dream team, William Sanchez and Rick Buser. I'll be back next Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Until then, have a productive and a very happy week ahead.